Hello, welcome back to I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. Y'all, this Black Dahlia case is giving me a run for my money. I'm telling you, I don't know if you believe in spooks or signs or spirits or whatever, but something in the universe does not want me to finish that podcast episode. So I'm going to listen for a few days. I am going to do a different episode today. I hope you enjoy. It is another missing persons case. It is more recent, and I'm going to do this because I couldn't find a lot about it online, and I just want to kind of get the name out there, maybe spread some awareness, and help find this man. So y'all enjoy, sit back, relax, get a cup of wine, get a bubble bath going, just sit back and relax. So, Taro Spies. He was 25 years old, and he was a resident of Mutzenberg, Cape Town, Africa. He was an avid hiker. He always hiked, and he went missing. It was on a Tuesday in May of 2015. He went missing, and no one has heard from him since. So Taro went hiking that Tuesday morning, and no one else saw him after that. And his car was actually found the following Wednesday on Tafelberg Road. And then his parents filed a missing persons report with SAPS, S-A-P-S. I'm assuming that is their local missing persons office. So they filed a missing persons report that Wednesday. So the volunteer search coordinator, Brent Jennings, explained that the search area was not as simple as they would like to think. So Jennings said that more than 40 people, including Taro's friends and family, were out searching for him on various areas of Devil's Peak. They also searched at an area called the 12 Apostles, Orange Kloof, and the lower slopes of, okay, y'all, please forgive me, because I do not know how to say this word, Verdehoek. I butchered that name, but that's the areas that they searched for him. So by the time Thursday got here, a rescue helicopter had been called out. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops to try to find Taro. So after he went missing and the searches are continuing and everything, they're looking for him. People took to Facebook to start searching for him. They put up a ad or post on Facebook about him missing with the information. They were trying to get his name out there. On these Facebook posts, they were posting pictures of him, giving his description. They were doing everything they could to help get his face and name out there. So somebody, if they saw him, they would know, you know, that's him. Call the police, let them know, hey, we found him. So like I said before, Taro, he was an avid climber, an avid hiker. And when he went missing, the police searched all of his frequent hiking spots, his frequent climbing spots, and they never did find him. And there was actually another body that was found around the area that Taro went missing not long after he went missing. There was another body found, and he was very badly hurt. He was dead. And they, you know, checked him out and everything, and it was finally spoken that it was not Taro. And that is literally all I can find about him. His car was found on May 12th, 2015. It was found at Table Mountain near where he went hiking. And that's it. That's all I can find. I will post a picture of him on my Facebook group. It's also titled, I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. But that's it. That's literally all I can find. I can't find anything else as far as 2021. The only articles that I can find are all on from 2015 and then on Facebook. And it's just, it's really sad that that's all that I can find. What got me into this story is I actually saw a post on TikTok from his cousin saying that he has still not been found. The family believes that he is still alive, but I mean, where is he? Did he fall? And if he fell, how come they haven't found his body? Like, I don't know what this area looks like. You know, that was in Africa. I'm in Mississippi. But like I said, I don't know. This is just really sad to me. And I'm sorry that it's such a short podcast. But you know, I'm trying to get something out to you. I know you're waiting on the second part of the Dahlia case. And I promise I will have a second episode on that coming up. Like I said, I'm just going to give it a few days. But y'all, please go check out my Facebook group titled I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. Please join. I do post updates on the episodes that I talk about, and I will be posting a picture of Taro. I do know that I have some listeners from Australia and New Zealand, and hopefully we will get some more listeners in other countries as well. But if you know anything or have seen anything or anything like that, please let somebody know. And like I said, just check out my Facebook group to see a picture of him. And I hope that they find this man. I really do. After 5 years, it is kind of, you know, sad. You know, you don't know if he's alive or dead. I know most people would think the worst, but like I said, his family is still holding on to hope, and I believe that that would be what any of us would do. That's what I would do until I saw a body. So anyway, thank you so much for listening tonight. I'm sorry it was such a short episode, but keep your fingers crossed that I will be able to do the second part of the Black Dahlia very soon. Y'all have a good night. Bye.